Climate change affects every country, wreaking havoc on national economies and impacting people's lives. Extreme weather incidents become more common when climate patterns shift and sea levels rise. Climate change and its related causes can exacerbate the occurrence of natural disasters and put businesses at risk. The United Nations Secretary General has suggested 6 climate-friendly actions for governments to undertake as they rebuild their economies and societies. Green changeover, green work, inclusive and sustainable development, green economy, investment in sustainable solutions, and collaborations to challenge climate risk are all vital steps to address climate change. Business-to-business B2B companies can act as environmental gatekeepers to ensure the long-term existence of the Earth. However, investigations into the role of institutional pressures in developing climate change adaptation capability, which is CCA capability, in developed and developing nations are lacking. Against this backdrop, we seek to address the following research questions. RQ1, what is the role of institutional pressures in developing CCA capability among B2B firms in developed and developing countries? How does the CCA capability of B2B firms affect their performance? We used empirical research design to conduct this research study. In study 1, the data were collected from B2B firms in Australia, a developed country. In study 2, the survey was conducted in South Africa, a developing country, using a scientifically designed questionnaire. The data analysis was performed using our PLS 7 software. Now coming to the main results or conclusions, our study adds to the body of knowledge on B2B firms' responses to climate change in 3 ways. First, we assist in deciphering the causal mechanism that underpin the B2B firms' climate change action in developed and developing countries. Second, we present empirical evidence for the efficacy of different institutional forces by evaluating hypotheses from the perspective of institutional theory. Third, we develop knowledge about the value of CCA capability and marketing capability for improving B2B firms' performance by applying our dynamic capability view standpoint. Coming to the theoretical and or managerial implications, first, policymakers may intend to consider enforcing industry standards or establishing regulatory frameworks that support ethical business behavior towards CCA. Second, policymakers should be mindful that different institutions may have diverse mechanisms for influencing business behavior, and they should adjust their strategies accordingly. Third, according to the findings, corporate CCA initiatives are shaped in equal measure by climate change adaptation management capability, CCMC, and climate change adaptation talent capability, CCTC. To strengthen their efforts towards sustainability, firms and policymakers should contemplate the strategy of making investments in management and personal development. Fourth, the importance of employing successful marketing tactics to improve firm performance is highlighted by the positive association between BBMC and B2B firms' performance. Businesses should focus on improving their marketing capabilities to boost their overall performance. Fifth, the study reveals a positive and significant relationship between CCA capability and B2B firms' performance. By highlighting the possible financial advantages, policymakers may persuade companies to adopt climate-responsive business practices. Finally, the findings indicate that B2B firms' marketing capability serves as a mediator, improving the link between CCA capability and B2B firms' performance. They also show that marketing competencies can be extremely important in converting CCA efforts into observable business results. This finding suggests that companies should concentrate not only on CCA procedures, but also on the active promotion of these procedures to stakeholders.